Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Thanks for joining me. This week's song, Spiration, is called As the Deer. It's a song that I never really heard of, I don't think, until I became a Christian. It's a song that has always, or not always, but for a long time, when I would sing it or hear it, I'd get a certain image in my head. So the song is taken from Psalm 42. The words of the song go like this. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. When I would hear that song, just like any song, I get like a little picture in my head. I play like a movie, and I would picture something like a scene from Bambi. You know, like a fluffy, furry little deer along a creek. It's in a green, grassy area, a nice little quiet, peaceful wood. Reading that scripture that the song's taken from, I would get a different picture. But let's go to that scripture real quick. Let's see what's actually going on there. Again, it's Psalm 42, it says, As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, Where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God, under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. So I read those words, and I get a little bit of a different picture. Or, I mean, do you get a little bit of a different picture? Doesn't sound like a fun time. Sounds like someone who's really suffering and who's really longing for God. What are the words here? It says, My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. This is someone who's really in need. You know, I went to Israel back in, 2009. And I got to see these deer. These deer are really ibex. They live in the rocks, in the caves. They're ridiculously talented climbers, these little beasts. Where they live is desert-like. It's wilderness. And so when they search for streams of water, it's not like these babbling brooks in the middle of the woods. Their streams of water are these little teeny tiny creeks, these little trickles. I mean, it's water that you wouldn't even know there unless you know where to find the water. And they're in the middle of the desert. I mean, these deer are desperate for that water. If they aren't traveling the right way, or if they're not living in the right area, they're not close enough to these little trickly streams of water that they need to survive. It's quite a precarious situation for them. There isn't an abundance of water out there. Especially, we were around the Dead Sea when we saw them. Do you know, it's full of water that can't sustain anyone or anything. It's actually deadly. If you try to drink it, you won't survive. So these little deer who are searching for that water, who are panting for that water, are in desperate need. So the psalmist here, writing about how he's just as desperate, just as thirsty for God, as those deer are thirsty for that water, it paints a different picture for me now. This is someone who knows, I can't survive without the Lord. That kind of thirst, if not quenched, brings death. That's the kind of need that's being talked about in Psalm 42. That's the kind of need that we sing about in that song. The question is whether we feel that need for God. I think there are people out there who, when it comes to the Lord, they love Him, but sometimes they could take Him or leave Him. Following Christ comes with some things that maybe aren't so desirable, so comfortable, so enjoyable. One thing in particular is we're called to suffer along with Him. to share in his sufferings, to be persecuted as he was persecuted. No student is above his master. We cannot expect to be treated better than he was treated here. He tells us the world hated me first. You'll be hated, but it's not really you they're hating, it's me they're hating. But what can we expect from the world when we represent Christ? We can expect the world to treat us the way it treated Christ, no better. Sometimes we run into those circumstances. Sometimes we experience those trials. Maybe in our heads we might think, oh man, not really what I want right now. What have I gotten myself into? What have I signed up for? There also are times when maybe we're doing so well, we forget why we're doing so well. We forget who's actually providing our blessings. We forget who puts food on the table, right? Who puts money in the bank? Who puts clothes on our back? We're doing so well, we don't feel that desperation. We're not in a situation like this, where we're stuck in the wilderness without any sustenance, barely able to survive, thirsting and longing for God to bring provision. At least in the Western world, a lot of us, we just don't live like that. So I wonder whether we sometimes forget how desperate we should be for God. I wonder whether there are times when what God calls us to is so tough, so uncomfortable, that we think, maybe we don't need him that much. Maybe we don't want to be that close to him. Maybe we don't want to be that committed. Maybe I don't really want to be all in with this Christianity thing. The fact of the matter is that the way we feel about God should be this way: a desperate need for him, as if life depends on it, because life does depend on it. Are you a thirsty deer in the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of the desert, knowing that without God, you would perish? Is that the kind of desperation you have for him? Is that the kind of need you recognize you should have for him? Are you thirsting after God like that? That's where he wants us to be. That's where we should be. Might be a good time to reevaluate our desire for the Lord today. Father, thank you, God, that you meet our needs. Father, we ask that you not let us get so comfortable with having enough that we forget how much we actually need you. Father, remind us of this thirst, this hunger we should have for you, this desperation we should have for you. Father, keep us in that place where we recognize exactly how much we need you, exactly how much we have because of you, that without you, we would perish. There would be no life. Father, keep us desperate for you like that. That song says, "You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you." Father, bring us to that place where, yes, it's true that you alone are our heart's desire. Bring us to the place, God, where we long to worship you, where it's not a chore, God, but it's a pleasure, something we desire to do always. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. Soul, soul, ow, ow, soul.